Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ship the Shore Radio. Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Captain Frank and Dredd. Yeah, it's Tuesday, and it's probably hot no matter where you are. The music's going to be hot this evening on Ship to Shore. We have no guests because the captain's just going to hang out in the stateroom, you know, and going to do everything remotely. Have some good musical choices, some music from Key West, some good steel pan music, some reggae, some Florida music, some music that makes you want to be in Florida and all of that. And things to make you remember Key West, like if you were ever drunk on Mallory Square. Going to start everything off this evening with a little Danny Hoy. Drunk on Mallory Square, and you're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. This is Captain Frank and Dredd.
To howl at the moon, found myself at the Harper Saloon, listening to a great band they had there. Three beers, whiskey, and a rum punch then, headed down Front Street to find my friends. They'd all gone down to Mallory Square. Key West chickens led the way, escorted me to the end of my day.
Oh,
How's that for starting off the program? That was Danny Hoy. Yes, indeed. That was one that was called drunk on Mallory Square. And I'm going to tell you, that woman is going to go places. Make sure that you guys have an opportunity to go and pick up her new CD, Tropigal. And I guarantee you, you're going to enjoy what you hear. It was produced by Kevin Johnston. And probably Danny this evening is out there somewhere hitting an open mic or has a gig or doing something of the sort. In fact, just to let you have a little bit more of the vibe, we're going to next hit you with Danny Hoy and Tropigal.
Second job on weekends to save a little money for a getaway. She wants to go on a Caribbean cruise to hide away from her city blues. There's a woman on her iPhone listening to her phone scream. He keeps on talking, but her thoughts keep her walking along a beach on Cedar Key.
Radio with Captain Frank Adrian and his very special guest.
Thank you.
Decided to feature music from various places, but starting off things from Key West, from it seems like everything emanates from there, especially when it comes to the American tropical lifestyle. You know, there's a reason why I said American tropical lifestyle, and you'll find that out in the next half hour, going a little bit forward, you know. Wow, it's hard to believe. August has started, and it started off flurry. Can you believe it? 7 days are almost in the books. Wow. And it's pretty hot during August most times. But you know, it's hot every place else. It doesn't seem as hot. Key West, it's 84 degrees right now in Key West. 84 degrees. And I think it's going to be even hotter in the studio. Continuing on with Key West music, I have a twofer from Toko Irie. This first one, it's Teach the Youth, followed by Down Under. You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. This is Captain Frank and Dredd. Thanks for listening. And at 10 o'clock, Dredd Sports Talk is on the way.
We got to teach the little youth now. We got to teach them the truth, yow, 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 yow. Teach them the right, so they can see the light, yeah. You, give me no. Keep them down. This is your the right, so they see the light. A brand new day is on. This is little you, this is you the truth. Don't you ever keep them down. This is your the right, so they see the light. A brand new day is on in war. We'll give them education. History of the nation, Lord. Sometimes we even put them in a detention, Lord. All the things we have to tell in school, we never tell them. Nobody can go into. Teach a little youth, teach a them education, children. History of the nation, yo. Multiplication. Sometimes we even put them in a detention, Lord. Only things that we will teach them in school, we never tell them self. Nobody conquering to teach you with you, teach you the truth. Don't you ever keep them down, them down. A brand new day is dawning once. Tell them to stop blaming. Tell them to stop complaining. Oh Lord, only give them a teaching. How not to be a victim of the system. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't be teach them survival, yo. And how to deal with them rival, no. Open up their eyes so they can see the Mosaic within you and me.
Goodbye, oh Lord.
I'm going to a land of natural beauty. I'm in this occasion, yeah, my girl, for your reason. I'm not gonna see you through the eyes or listen to anyone else, oh no. The real true experience, I'm not to go there and see for myself now.
Yeah, man, that was Toko Irie. First, you heard Treat the Youth, Teach the Youth, and then you heard Down Under also by Toko Irie, who I heard from on Facebook. It's been over a year. You know, we got to have the man back on the show just soon. You know, Key West music is pretty special, and this next artist that we'll be featuring is the 2011 Game-Changing Artist of the Year, because no discussion of Key West would be proper without mentioning Key West Chris, as in Key West Chris Ream. And it's time to take a trip to the beach.
Beach wears a smile and the good times have begun. computer and be on my way. Life's a waste and time's too precious, better start walking. Out the door, get on my bike, be on my way.
Yeah, you know, that was really nice. That was Key West, Chris Ream, and The Beach. So you know what? Now that we're the beach, I think we should pick a beautiful beverage. And I think we're going to let Todd Donnelly and Mr. Myers serve us some rum punch.
We'll be right back. sax player, Mr. Frank Chidacki.
That was Mr. Myers serving us a little rum punch. Todd is in the Chicago area, but as you can tell, that's not where his heart resides. And it's one heck of a steel pan player as well. You know what? We're going to stay in the state of Florida. We're going to go up the road a little bit. We're going to go to Tampa with a couple of Tampa artists. We're going to start off with Captain Harry, and We Move So Good Together. This is Captain Frank and Dredd, and you're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Another Tampa artist. We're talking about Bickley Rivera, her new single, Love Me Now. And I got to tell you, just can't wait until the whole project's out. Bickley, take it away.
listening to Ship to Shore Radio with Captain Frank and Dredd.
Yeah, man. Here it is, Tuesday evening, and you're listening to Captain Frank and Dredd hanging out on the good ship Flockers Gone Wild, where Ship to Shore Radio emanates from, and I'm not going to tell you where we're docked. Really not. But I will say this. If I had my choice of where we're headed to next, I would say it would be something even due more south than Key West. Can you just imagine where I may be talking about? I don't know. But there's a special brand of music that comes from that place that I'm talking about. With that in mind, always hope everyone, ask everyone, has good days ahead of them and good days past, and whatever is not going well for you, they just kind of like wash it right off your back, like, you know, like soap scum or something. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't. The captain's just passing time. I'm just waiting to say that I appreciate all the supporters and listening. To have an internet radio station is quite an endeavor, and I appreciate everyone's support, everyone, because we could always be in Jamaica, where still there's still third world people. Thank you. Yeah, man, that was really, really nice. That was Third World People, Jimmy Cliff, and this is Captain Frank and Dredd. Happening in about 7 minutes and some odd seconds, we're going to be kicking it hard into Dredded Sports Talk. Every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock, Ship to Shore Radio. We have special guests every Tuesday remaining until Meeting of the Minds. And this next one, very special, very special. All right, the Mighty Diamonds, Pastor Coochie, you know. But I say one thing, you man, you same boat, you are one fast you're making. Carry on with your bad self. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Catch you at the 10 o'clock hour with Dredded Sports Talk. Yama.
Thank you. going on there.
Dreaded sports talk.
Dreaded Sports Talk Network.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Yes, this is Captain Frank and Dredd, and you're listening to Dreaded Sports Talk on Ship to Shore Radio. And as we always start top of the program, there are things that are always on our mind. And on the deck this evening is batting 400 so far, as our new co-host on this particular show is Daryl Russell. And Daryl will have his opportunity to spit out what he has to say, because I know he has a variety of things. And Ken from Jersey, his lifeboat, apparently, the engine, I think what happened was, instead of drinking the rum, he poured it inside, you know, of the tank of the lifeboat, and so he's going to be a little late, or he may not make it. He was coming back from Florida, and just one of those things. I don't know what to tell you, but I'll tell you this much right now. Let me tell you what's really bothering me. Headline. Penn State University trustee to file appeal over NCAA sanctions. I'm going to read this because, you know what, it will just allow me to cool down a little bit. A Penn State trustee said he plans to file an appeal with the NCAA over the strict sanctions imposed on the university for the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. Trustee Ryan McCombie, in a letter to fellow trustees on Monday, wrote he's taking action in the interest of due process and sought an NCAA hearing. He invited other trustees to join the appeal. Before I go any further, let me tell you something right now. Due process? Those kids didn't have due process, okay? I'm not talking about the ones who should have their dreams and things intact, the athletes and things. Yes, I've heard the argument that they shouldn't be made to suffer, but the fact is, I'm so sorry. You had an opportunity as an athlete, as a football player, to go to another school. And these sanctions, there's plenty of money to go around. But I'm going to tell you, this guy, you are a misguided fool. I don't get it. I don't understand why you continue to pursue this matter. And one of the things they mentioned was that, oh, they had just took the sanctions because the death penalty was on the table. Well, let me tell you something, buddy. There are victims in this thing who essentially may have given themselves a death sentence because they have nothing to live for now because of the psychological damage that has been pushed upon them. So you talk about due process, right? Due process? I don't think so, all right? That's what I have to say. And we talk about the report, the free report. He says that the free report was discriminatory in a lot of ways. I don't even want to say discriminatory. It's just, here's the bottom line. He says the report should not be the end-all, be-all deciding factor for what happened to Penn State. The word report, I like that word report because of what has happened, because he has now been convicted. Jerry Sandusky will never have an opportunity to report to his parole officer because he's not getting any, okay? Penn State, get over it, all right? Now you can focus on something very important, academics, all right? Never mind that every place you go, even in poor taste this year, they're going to give you hell, especially in the Big Ten. So get yourself ready. By this time, Bill O'Brien probably wishes he was still coaching Tom Brady, okay? But Penn State, you're getting ready to piss the captain off. And I happen to be in a position to have a special interest in the state of Pennsylvania. get off my case with this junk before I move back to Illinois. That's all I have to say. Daryl, take the helm while I go and, like, spit this venom out. How you doing?
Hi, Captain. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. This breathing fire this evening. I'm about over this Penn State thing. What's on your mind? What's boiling your blood?
Oh, I can feel the heat all the way over here. It's going to be a warm one tonight, I can tell you that. Well, the thing that's kind of got me heated up is going to take us into the first topic that's on our list tonight, and that's Gabby. Little Gabby, fourth U.S. American woman to win all-time gymnastics in the Olympics, and they're picking on her hair. You know, if that girl was bald, if she was blonde, why? Why are you, what does it matter? Quit saying it's fake. Quit saying it's ratty. Quit saying it's dirty. What does it matter? It does not matter. You are taking away from what she accomplished as an American. And you people that are focused on her hair, just, I swear, you must be talking just to hear your own voice. Because that's what's got me fired up. Even her mom told her trainer many, many years ago that she moved away to be away from her family, moved out to Utah or wherever they train. She's with a host family. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to say anything about the host family because it doesn't matter, but they don't have the knowledge to take care of the hair. Mom tried to work real hard to get Gabby in to have her hair done, and the trainer said, that doesn't matter. That's not going to make or break this. We need to focus on her training. If she wants to be an Olympian, she needs to focus on her training. Don't worry about the hair. The hair will be there. Hair, no hair. Look at what she's done. Come on, people, seriously. That's what's got me fired up.
That $250,000, at least $200,000 a year to train in an Olympic. Well, just in total, like $200,000 to train an Olympic champion, really? And her hair just, it's remarkable. I don't even want to hear, it's like Daryl was saying, I don't even want to hear anybody say anything else. First of all, I want to see these people get up on the balance beam. And even if you're a gymnast, since you're no longer a gymnast, do you have fake boobs now? I mean, really, do you really want to go there? Do you want to talk about all the rocks that I could throw maybe at your house that has glass? Leave the girl alone. Right now, you should be celebrating the fact that she is the all-around gymnastics champion, and she's from the United States of America. Sure, we have free speech, but the last time I heard, everybody has a right to freedom and a pursuit of happiness. And if she wants to wear fake hair or whatever, fake nails, let her do it. Shut up. Yeah, Daryl, you know, I appreciate that too, because you brought that subject up and that made me forget about the absolutely non-important issue that Penn State is trying to keep to the forefront, because it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Nothing matters. Penn State, I'm not going to go there, all right? Even though I'm allowed to use foul language, I like to tell the truth, and just telling the truth will cause me to say some things that they may get a little squeamish anyway, so we won't go there.
but it also helps the people listening in to us, what fans we have, and the people that are tuning in maybe for the first time, to understand that why do we have this show?
Because we know
what the hell we're talking about.
Exactly.
Welcome to Dreaded
right.
Sports Talk, Tuesday night, August 7th, folks. Here we go. It's a hot one already.
Yeah, I can tell you that. And the thing is, let's talk about our brother Ken for a second. You know, I don't know what possessed him to pour that rum into the gas tank.
You know, that's like mistaking the diesel for the unleaded.
You
have to pay attention to the title.
Yep, he should have absolutely used ethyl instead. King!
All right.
We will be right back. You're listening to Dreaded Sports Talk on Ship to Shore Radio. And this is Captain Frankie Dread along with Daryl Russell. Ahoy!
Ahoy.
Dreaded Sports Talk on the Dreaded Sports Talk Network with Captain Frank and Dread, trusted first mate Ben from Jersey, and Evil Rob from Evil Side of Sports 6.9. Thanks for listening.
You know what, Daryl? Let's talk Olympics just for a second. Have you been watching much of it at all?
I've been keeping up in the news. I haven't been watching much. The one time that I did catch it on TV, the volleyball team had sweat tops and bottoms on, so I didn't even want to finish my beer.
I was going to tell you, what you've been missing is the weather has been a lot nicer, and not only are there two of the best volleyball players in the world, but, man, they weren't wearing no sweats, and I suspect there were a lot of men watching the United States. I know which pair I'm talking about. Walsh and Trainer. They probably are going to win the gold, although I don't know if they're going to win. I suspect they would, but I'm going to enjoy the match because they go against number one seeded Brazil. Someone was talking about how the women's soccer team, how they're the most beautiful women on the whole Olympic existence. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. Last time I checked, we're talking about athletes. They're athletes first, folks, okay? Remember that. I mean,
it's
athletes first. Just because uniforms were made in China and all that, just remember that they are athletes. Although, I got to admit, when I saw our pole vaulter, this is deteriorating pretty quick, so why don't we just go on and let's talk track and field for a second. Let's talk Jamaica.
Well, let me stop. I'm going to stay on volleyball for a second here because I just found something that was posted 49 minutes ago that you probably don't know.
It states
that the beach, win or lose, Misty May Trainer and Kerry Walsh Jennings, who beat the Chinese in both sets and shocked the Brazil in three sets, that after the final here, the All-American, they're splitting up.
Oh, well, I just happen to have kind of knew that already, my friend, and that's why we're talking about them now. And, you know, they've had a great career, Daryl. They split up for a moment while they went out and had kids and all of that, and they came back, and both of them, man, they have amazing six-packs. You want to talk about women who are in shape, I got my hat's off to them. I had an opportunity to see them in the sand at North Avenue in Chicago, and, man, they are in absolutely tip-top condition, and after having children, no doubt, and isn't it sad, though? It always, these things come to a close because after all the Olympics they played in, that this is their final go round, and I think they're going to win. I don't see them not going out with a bang. You know what I'm saying? I don't see it. I don't see it at all. But that is sad in a lot of ways, and I want to see them pound whoever they play. I want to see them spike the ball. I want to see them just decimate the opponent. But better yet,
yeah,
I just want to see them win. But the Olympics right now, the most intriguing thing to me was the women's volleyball or the women's soccer yesterday because there was controversy. The referee called a penalty that the goaltender was holding the ball too long. And the soccer ball, and for those who don't understand the game of soccer, that's one of those things, you know what I mean, sometimes when, for instance, basketball, when somebody in a big championship game and someone steps over the line a split second too fast and they call it, you take the ball out of bounds underneath the basket and someone steps over the line too fast and they call it, that's bogus. You don't call that kind of stuff. But in soccer, they do. It's just an inopportune time because I'm sure every soccer player saw that and said, really? They really just call that? They call that, and that allowed the United States to draw even and then win in overtime. We needed that. The Canadians had a hat trick from their star, at least the star yesterday. But that's pretty crazy. But, man, Usain Bolt, why don't they call him Insane Bolt? Or, man, did you have you said you weren't keeping up, but let me tell you, that guy, he came off out of the blocks. He was behind, and he straightened up, and he overtook everyone in a breeze. Still the fastest man. He ran in 9.58. That's just absolutely friggin' amazing. The new Olympic record. But let me tell you something right now. The event that I'm waiting on, can you imagine? I want you to take a guess. What Olympic sport do you think I'm waiting on to see?
What has not come up yet?
Exactly, because I don't care about anyone specifically. I'm just watching what happens. But I did see this Brit, don't remember her name, Ennis, I believe was her name, and she was in the... I don't remember. One of those races or events that ends in lawn, and she didn't have to win the 800, and she wasn't even a specialist, but she kicked everybody's butts, and I found that to be quite amazing. And then tennis, Roger Federer, he was beaten by Andy Murray, who is a Brit, and it was so funny because Andy Murray says, "That was a piss. It was the biggest match I've ever won in my life." Can you imagine Roger Federer? He just looked at him and said, "Shut up," and just got on his plane and headed to his next paying match.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure it is, buddy. Yeah, you said that for the Queen. Yeah, whatever. But the Olympics, it's been a good thing so far. The safety concerns haven't been as bad. And quite frankly, I think it's been a pretty good situation so far. But
so what are you looking forward to? Tell everybody.
Well, I'm really not. I tell you what I do like, though. If you you knew that was coming, right?
Yes.
But perhaps you don't know what I was going to say, because really what I wanted to see was the medals count. And as it stands now, we have, well, a lot could have happened in the last, well, since they have, they're a little bit further ahead than us. You see, the medals count means a lot to me. There's only been 179 of 302 events so far. China, they have 64 medals to 63 for us. And I'm sure that's changed by airtime. The United States has 29 gold medals. 29. Okay.
We're up to 30 now.
Yeah, you know what? Just go ahead and add two more, because you know what's going to happen in basketball. Really? They really think... Do we even have to discuss what's getting ready to happen? I mean, really?
No.
I think not. Okay. Now that's all been discussed, do you have anything else to add on about the Olympics?
No, I don't.
So there you have it. Our due diligence. We had to talk about it, and we have. I'll tell you on a sad note, it was, and you were the very person who sent me a message about Andy Reid. I saw your post, and I believe you texted me about that incident happened just 20 miles from where I was at the time. And it's sad. Garrett Reid, the son of Eagles head coach, Philadelphia Eagles, that is, head coach Andy Reid, passed away in his dormitory room at Lehigh University, where the Eagles are holding their training camp. A situation like that happens, man. Football kind of takes a backseat to it all. It really does, because most people remember the times that Andy Reid had with both his sons, and it's really, really sad. But I got to tell you, the Eagles family, that's what they are. They really banded together, and hopefully they'll be able to block out things and just kind of like find solace and be with each other. And I was very impressed with the amount of support that they were lending to Andy Reid during this difficult time. Tell me your reflections on it.
900 attended the funeral today, the memorial, including Mike Holmgren. The Saints interim coach, Joe Vitt, was there. John Harbaugh, of course. Steve Spagnuolo. Ryan Grigson. Tom Hecker. Holmgren said that Reid is, the son he never had. And to hear something like this come from that man it really sets you different. It also gives you a small look into the personal life, things that you don't know about the family itself, the Reed family. You know, Andy, the head coach, saying, you know, he made a mistake and now he's gone, but it's okay, you know, everything's going to be all right. He's hugging everybody, telling them, you know, it's going to be all right. We're going to get through this. He's quite the cornerstone of the community, the church, his you know, religious beliefs, which I never knew they were Mormon. So that was interesting to me, just on the personal side of things, to learn what they do and how they live, et cetera. 900 attended that memorial today.
Yeah.
So it's quite a solemn time.
Yeah, I just know that it's one of those things that makes a person think hardcore. And so I don't know what to say except that to the Reed family, I wish you the best as you go through this difficult time. So again, no. To me, nothing else is more important than just that. In fact, I mean, there's already been a game played, and I'm going to tell you flat out, man, I did not watch the Hall of Fame game because I didn't care. So I'm going to let you tell everybody about the Hall of Fame game if you have anything to add to that proceeding, because until the Bears are playing, I don't care. So I'll let you handle it.
Oh, by the way, the Bears are playing Cleveland. Anyways, I just had to slip that in there. The Hall of Fame game, it was quite interesting to see it, except for the fact that Cobb had those rib injuries that he went through a walkthrough and he did some passing. He seems to be okay. The Saints don't look like they're missing anything. It's just amazing the way they walked through that game. 17-10 was the final, held in Canton, Ohio, at the Hall of Fame Fawcett Stadium. I don't remember the player's name, but he grew up playing on that field in high school, and there he was on that field with the NFL. So that family had to be proud. And it was a good game. I like and enjoy the preseason just for the fact of getting to see who came in, scratching out the names of those that left. Oh, he's gone. Okay, don't have him no more. And seeing where they fit in this puzzle and everything, there's been a lot of announcements made, a lot of players, and we're going to get down our list. I'm trying not to jump too forward, but there's a lot of players on our list that are trying to make comebacks, and those comebacks, one was a no-show today, yet still the most talked about person in the NFL. So I just don't understand it. The other person that's on our list that we'll get down to, 3 years in prison, 11 kids, 10 women. Wow.
And yeah, you are jumping down the list, my friend. So we'll get to that when we get to
it. We're going to get to that. But the Hall of Fame game was really a good game. I enjoyed it. And that's about all I have to say about it. When it was over, it was like, really, that's it? Okay. So we'll see you Thursday with the next 5 or 6 games that are scheduled then.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the real season to start. And when the real season starts, will Terrell Owens still be in Seattle? Will he get cut? It's his last chance. They're giving him $1 million, which should keep his child support up to date for about 6 months. I don't know. But just the same, I'm really in disbelief that Terrell Owens got yet another opportunity in the NFL.
Yep.
And NFL stands for not for losers, but he keeps getting reinstated to someone keeps giving him money. But so how do you think he'll play this year?
Well, as I stated, he's the one that I was referring to. He was a no-show. He needs to show up if he's going to play. He's not going to do very well if he continues this. So
he probably didn't have money for an airline ticket.
Probably not. He's probably sitting at home saying, you guys need to get me up there to Seattle, which is who he signed with, and go from there. I just can't believe that he was a no-show. That just blew my mind.
Exactly. It kind of, my whole point, is he going to make it first game? I think so, because Seattle, Pete Carroll's always been in love with those big receivers, and Mike Williams, he cut him back in July, so he needed another one. So he's thrilled. Only problem is he's just delaying the time when T.O. comes and chews up the quarterbacks and spits them out. So we're going to see what happens there. And you know what?
Well, we hope so, because, you know, Pete Carroll believes in competition, and I think that's why they signed him. They want to give him that chance to come back and compete, because he says he can. And that, you know, what else does the Seattle have for their receivers? Who is there?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you who they have. No
Braylon Edwards?
They really don't. But you know what? You know what I'm sensing? You know what I really feel? I feel like we need to inject something into these proceedings this evening. And before we go any further, I have an idea. You know what that idea is? To pump it up. How am I going to do that? I think I'm going to play some music. That's what I think so. Let's pump it up a little bit, everyone. Go grab yourself a drink. We'll be back in a jiffy, you know. This is Captain Frank and Dredd along with Daryl Russell, and Ken is still trying to pump out that rum from his gas tank of his lifeboat. He probably is going to make it back tonight, because I'm sure he's having a few sips here and there, so that's the way it works. But we'll catch you guys back very, very shortly, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to actually take a full amount of time to listen to something that we want. Talking about a little rum punch. We'll be right back.
There we go.
Told him, don't give me wrong points for breakfast. Grant, together for our sax player, Mr. Frank Jadacki.
Listening to Dreaded Sports Talk on the Dreaded Sports Talk Network.
Time talking about this stupid Travis Henry. You know, I mean, that bumba clot, as they would say in Jamaica, who cares, man? That bumba clot. Let's not waste any time on the man. He goes in the same category with Teal, so let's not waste it. Let's talk about someone that's very important to our show, and that is, when we talk about Tom Brady, we get a chance to talk about Giselle. Yes, indeed, Giselle. We all know the reason Tom Brady plays so well is if he doesn't have a good game, she's going to put him on the couch and he will be without until the next day that he wins a game. So we know that. But, you know, Tom, I think he's talking about playing for a long time, but in quarterback terms, who was the oldest quarterback, you think? You know, probably that's not a lot, something that a lot of people think about, but, I mean, I was just kind of guessing I think the oldest age was 46. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. In fact, let me research that. But how old do you think Brady's going to play? How many more years? He's 35 right now. How many more years do you think he's going to hang in there?
He just turned 35.
Pardon?
He just turned 35 on Friday. Oldest quarterback, Brady just turned 35 on Friday. Steve DeBerg of the Atlanta Falcons was 44. 44 in 1998. That's the oldest quarterback to start a game.
Oh, well.
So he's got some years ahead of him. Brady celebrated his 35th birthday on Friday. And, I really can't see the Patriots without him. I can't see him going anywhere. That guy, he is an amazing quarterback. I'm so tired of seeing his smirkiness when he makes something out of nothing. And he's humble enough to give it up for his teammates and say, they did this and he moved over here or opened up in the slot and that's how I was able to get it to him. I can't believe that happened. But he still has that smirk on his face. I just want to smack off every time something goes right and he makes the play or he creates the play.
Yeah, it seems. It just seems as if he's doing a fairly good job. I'll hand it to him. Yeah, fairly good job, but of course. But, too bad he didn't play for Cleveland, right?
There was a chance. But you're right, it's too bad.
Yeah, somehow I knew you would pull that out of the hat that there was a chance at one time, but I tell you, this new owner, who is also, he's not just a Steelers fan, but he's a Steelers fan for life. Isn't that what he said? This idiot? Tell him about this idiot who just bought the Browns.
Jimmy Haslam III, I believe it is. Jimmy Haslam, his father used to play at the University of Tennessee, so they've been in football all their life as much as, he didn't have an NFL career, he only played in college. But the family started a truck driving service center, just one of those stops. And anyways, that's where they made their money, and they started Pilot, which was the name of something that they've seen on the side of the road somewhere in North Carolina. They decided that they liked the name. They named it Pilot. They bought the Flying J, so now they're Flying J Pilot. And he had a minority interest in the Steelers for 4 years. Every time, and quote, this is quoting him, every time we went to a game, they'd give us sweaters or sweatshirts, jackets, hats. They dressed us up. It was great. What, two Super Bowl appearances in 4 years? They won one of them. I believe that's what it is. So he got a phone call in May, and they said, we know that you're interested in an NFL team because you put money into the Steelers. We know of a team that's available. Are you in? And he said, well, what team is it? And they said, well, we really can't tell you right now. He says, yeah, we're interested. So another month goes by and 2 months go by, and I think it was July 2nd, they called him and said, hey, the team is the Cleveland Browns. Are you still interested? And they didn't even hesitate. They know the history and the fan base of the Cleveland Browns, and they said, yes, we are all in. And immediately started selling all their stock to the Steelers. And the Rooneys told them, they said, you'll always have a friend here in Pittsburgh, but I'm going to have to learn to hate you on Sunday. So,
that's kind of like Mr. John Helms III and myself, because he is a hardcore Packers fan. I am a hardcore Bears fan. What does that mean? At least two Sundays out of a year, we're not speaking to each other. Period, in the week leading up to it. But at the same time, when it comes to January, when some team from, well, January and early February, when some team from the NFC North decides to kick somebody's derriere, we're going to be rooting together because, it's like NFC North, and you've seen it, it's true, ride or die, But
yep.
It's kind of like not like that for you guys, because either you are a Cleveland fan or a Pittsburgh fan, and you're never going to root for the other.
No, never. Never.
Well, I hope J3 isn't listening, but you know what? I can understand that in that NFC North thing, but I got to tell you, personally, I hope he's not listening. The Bears and the Packers can just blow my dreadlocks. There you go. I just said, there you go. So if J3 is listening, uh-oh, whatever. But that's the way it is. And, wow, and I just found that picture of Jennifer Sora for Donia, New York, as she clears the bar to win the gold medal in women's pole vault.
Wow.
Yes. It's just, I think the photographer was a pervert. That's what I think went on. But let's get back so what do you think about Whedon being the starter? I mean, did that shock you at all that he decided to put it in the hands of a rookie?
Absolutely, it did. But what shocked me even more of them choosing Brandon Whedon over Colt McCoy was what Brandon said during his interview. I busted my tail for 10 practices now and put in a lot of work. I've had my ups and downs. We play Friday, and my job is to get the team playing better and win games starting Friday. Are you kidding me? You practiced 10 days, and you think that you get the starting role? I mean, I understand that preseason is limited, and you've got to cut down to 62 players, 60 players out of how many? But
yeah,
to name your starting quarterback, I don't care if you're the Packers, I don't care if you're the Bears, I don't care if you're the Browns, the Seahawks, it doesn't matter what team, the Texans. 10 days in, and you're going to pick the rookie over a 10-year veteran, Seneca Wallace, or the incumbent starter, Colt McCoy? Wow.
If I may weigh in, sir, being an observer from the outside, two things you may not be thinking. Seneca Wallace is not a starter. He is a backup. He is there. He was brought to your team simply to give a quality veteran-like playmanship out of the quarterback position. He brings experience. He was never going to be a starter. He has been a spot starter at times, but he is not. He is the anchor for that quarterbacking core. Now let's talk about Colt McCoy. If you in any way don't remember, I don't realize that Colt McCoy, one of the reasons he's not starting is because he has now been deemed by his teammates even that he's a weakling. You remember that concussion situation? How his father, oh, you should take care of him. I got news for you. That weighed into it. And you're talking about a 28-year-old rookie, not a 22 or 21-year-old. We're talking about a guy whose stats and stature mean that the Browns, they're simply saying, you know what, why wait? This is a league where rookies have done a good job before. He's a leader. He is exponentially more mature than most of the football team. So therefore, why wait? We drafted him in the first round, 22nd, I believe, and they're saying, you know what, let's roll with it. Let's get it right now. Brandon, you the man.
And that's exactly what he said.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what Pat Shurmur said. He says, I picked Brandon. Brandon's the starter. We're moving forward. We're rolling, and I'm not looking back.
No reason to look back.
No, but it's with the sale, it's going to be very interesting. Everybody's stating that, you know, Whedon is the quarterback of the future. He's got a good arm, but he's got a lot to prove, and I don't think 10 days under his belt is enough for the fans to accept him as our starting quarterback. But then you've got, what else do you have? Again, we have Colt McCoy, who has been shell-shocked. We have Seneca Wallace, who was brought in by Mike Holmgren from Seattle. And we have somebody else that's in there, and I don't even know the guy's name. So what does that tell you?
It tells you that he's a starter. Just let it go, Daryl. Let it go. You know why? Because if you guys, now that you said that you guys are playing the Bears, it's not going to matter who's the quarterback that's going to need. I mean, really? Come on, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, so I'm going to be watching what happens with them. I believe it's going to be a great year all around. Next up, we have this deal about all the fighting in Jets camp. I say let them fight, okay? Are they not filming them again for that program? Isn't it their team that's being filmed for that training camp reality show?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm not sure, and all I know is the reality is this. You know why they're fighting? Because the team is already splintered. It's already splintered. I see it. It's only going to be problems. Only going to be problems. Watch and hear what I say, man. Watch and see what I see. But I got to tell you, these preseason games, they're about to kick into high gear. Do preseason games really matter to you? Do you pay attention to them much?
I pay attention to who's playing and who's getting cut after that game. That's where I pay attention.
I pay attention because the tickets are cheaper.
See, they're not
that. Yeah, I mean, what can I tell you? I mean, really? And there are some, oh, my gosh, hang on a second, really? Da-da-da-da-da. Guess who's online?
Hello?
Yes, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Dreaded Sports Talk.
Well, thank you. This is Ken Sislak's secretary, and I'm just calling in to say that Derek Jeter is hot. Can you guess who this is?
It's
guess
not
who's
be that
sitting right next to me?
Oh, is he eating a sandwich? No.
Hold on, I'm going to put somebody on. Say hello.
Right, thanks for calling in.
Actually, I think Derek Jeter's kind of a pansy, but that's, you know.
Oh, no. She said that you have the hots for Derek Jeter. That's what she said.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, you know what? I'm waiting on any second now. I'd like to interrupt this radio show for a news bulletin.
Okay,
Minnesota
Ricky. Twins 7, Cleveland Indians 5. We have a final.
Yeah.
And to top that off, the Yankees lost again. It truly is a glorious day.
So tell me this. Did you finally get all that rum out of your gas tank, or did you drink it all? We told them what happened. Ken, we told them what happened. We told them as you left Fort Myers and were taking the lifeboat back to the ship that you more than likely got all the rum and accidentally put it in your tank. And then, you know, you were sizing it out to put the real stuff in and you decided just to drink it. Yeah, we know that's what happened. How was your trip?
Oh, I'm still down here.
Oh, I thought you had left.
No, we're still here. We're at our place. We were having dinner, and I go, oh, my God, it's past 10 o'clock.
I think you should stick with the whole lie of you being out on the lifeboat. That works better.
Yeah, that's the idea. I was on a lifeboat, and I couldn't get back here.
Yeah, see, that, I told you, you made it back.
What's
the
that?
Flashlight.
He's on a deserted island with Derek Jeter.
So, Ken, I got to get you, since the show is whittling away and we only have like 8 minutes left, I got to tell you, man, the most important thing I want to hear out of you is, what is your opinion about T.O. going to the Seahawks and not showing up?
Seahawks.
I don't know what they're thinking about. This guy, he's well past his prime. He's just going to cause trouble there in the clubhouse. And I don't know if they're looking for little media attention or I don't know why anybody would in their right mind would sign a guy like this.
I don't know. Pete Carroll must be smoking weed. That's just the only thing I can think of.
Something. I got up there alone. I thought he was in
actually,
gone,
I think
you know?
She was.
Last I heard, he was in court fighting his $44,000 a month alimony payment that he couldn't make.
Yeah, we were suspicious. You know, Ken, we were thinking maybe he's not the camp because he didn't have any money to get a plane. So here's the other thing that I was kind of worrying about too. All three of us was getting on this real fast. Who's a better pitcher, Jared Weaver, or is it better than that, Jason Verlander? Ken?
Oh boy, I would say Verlander. They're both good, but if I had to pick a guy to start a team with, I would go with him. I mean, he got through 130 pitches last night, and his last pitch he threw came in over 100 miles an hour.
Not to mention that he attained his new high, 14 strikeouts. That's amazing.
He's never heard.
Yeah.
He throws tons. I mean, 120 pitches a game is a normal thing for him.
Yeah.
He's old Weaver. Cool. Weaver's a good pitcher too. But this guy's just durable. He's gonna get a complete game or at least solid innings out of the guy.
Well, that's good. It's a good thing because if he wasn't a good pitcher, I was going to dog him. I mean, really. We're merciless on this show. So, Daryl, I got to wonder, who do you like better, Verlander or Weaver?
Oh, come on. I'm still shocked that the Indians lost, man. I'm going to go the other way. I'll take Jared Weaver. 15-1, and he's not from Detroit.
Oh my gosh! Really? You had to pull out the Tigers card? Oh boy! Oh my gosh! I mean, what are we coming to now? I mean, First you let the trusty first mate you give him a gas tank full of rum instead of gas, and now you pick. Oh wow, man!
Well, I was hoping if I kept them far away enough that the Twins would not win. Unfortunately. That did not happen, so I don't know what to say.
Unfortunately, we got hot too late in the season. It's a little too late, but at least they can finish strong for next year.
Why can't
all of a sudden
spoilers?
The Bats woke up? I don't understand it. The Bats, everybody's – it's just not only this series, the series before. They won 3-4 against the Red Sox. Could have won the fourth game. They just scored runs by the bucket load all of a sudden. I don't I'm happy, but – they all got hot at once. Dome is more knows
happy.
Back to almost where
you're
he was before.
You're dancing in the streets.
What's that? You know what? I don't know what you guys are talking about, and that's okay because we're running out of time. Therefore, we have something very important to talk about. Pick one manager that you think should be fired at the end of this season. And I'm going to start it. I tell you who should be fired. Anybody who's coaching the Cubs, because we're still sucking. That being said, since I know Ron Gardenhire's not going to come up in this conversation, so.
Are you kidding me?
So that being said, Ken, if you had to choose one manager and you decided that he was no longer going to be the manager of that team, who would you choose? Who would you say has to go? It doesn't matter which league.
I probably would say Bobby Valentine. That's the thing. If I was a Red Sox fan, we'd be most disappointed in. It seems like things still aren't going good there. I'm hearing stories that there's still dissension in the clubhouse. That's a team with a huge payroll going nowhere.
Yeah, Ken, you know, the thing is, they don't serve fried chicken anymore. They tore that place down. They only have Del Taco. So.
And it's a dry clubhouse now.
Yeah. Daryl, come on, man. Give me something good. What manager do you think should be pushed right out of there?
Oh, I don't even know this guy's name, but he's coaching the Mariners. I think it's Mike something. Is it Hargrove?
Come on, man.
Something like that, I think is his name.
Why, you want him back in Cleveland?
Well, you know, he did well in Cleveland. I don't know why they got rid of him. But out there in the West the way it is, with Seattle in the basement, I think that he should be doing a lot better. Well, they got rid of Ichiro, though. But
I think he's got to get an honorable mention for – possible firing, too, I would say.
I'm surprised neither one of you said Ozzie Guillen.
I'm surprised Ozzie Guillen was retired, actually, by somebody.
Yeah, retired by someone, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's been kind of a short period of time for all of us got together tonight, but I have two quick things to throw by you. What do you make of Phil Mickelson and O'Malley's buying the Padres?
Go ahead, Ken.
I guess there's been worse owners. You know, I don't know. Anybody care about the Padres?
That's exactly right. I think they've just hit it in the sand. So let's let it go. Next subject, Strasburg. Should they shut him down in 160 innings?
I don't think so. If you're in first place, you're going to be a major player in the National League. You can't shut the guy. I mean, maybe the last week of the season, once you got something clinched, you rest him a little. You can't shut this guy down. Who are you going to replace him with?
He's one
of the main reasons why you got in there.
You can't give him that kind of rest for the playoffs or anything like that, no.
I mean, they're baby pitchers before. The Yankees especially. Look at Phil Hughes, has never really materialized. And they baby the jobber rules. Look at he had to get Tommy John surgery. He didn't help him. And then
that's
he hurt
a good
his ankle
point.
On the trampoline.
Yeah, he did. And then he tried to help his mom. She was probably drunk in another alley. And, oh, that was so wrong, but it felt so right. But trying to help his mom up from the gutter she was in. But anyway, yeah, I said it, everyone. So it has to rewind down with 2 minutes. We have 90 seconds left in the program. Let's take about 20 seconds each. Ken, I'm giving you 40 since you just came in. What's happening? What do you want to leave with everyone for the night?
I guess that the football season has officially started, although I couldn't watch the damn game on Sunday because I don't have NFL Network down here in Florida. But I'm getting psyched for this weekend. You know, it's exhibition first week. Probably not going to see many people, but it's still football. I'm starting to do my advanced scouting for, like, two fantasy football leagues because I need a quarterback like last year because Drew Brees was the greatest fantasy quarterback in history.
In history? Well, I agree with you. Daryl, you have about 10 seconds, believe it or not.
So I took 10 of yours, so you get 10 of mine next week.
No, that's okay. Well, I can't say much about this. They've tied the they have 11-game losing streak now. But looking at this losing streak, in 1931, the Indians had a 12-game losing streak where they were outscored 102-54. So this current streak that they have, which is more than 81-31, doesn't look so bad.
All right, there you have it, everyone. It's been a wonderful time. Thanks a lot for listening. See you guys later on. See you next week.
Good night, everybody.
Listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio.